You're listening to Classical Mornings with Mike and Jean here at the New Classical FM.
Violinist Moshe Hammer is a multifaceted performer, equally at home performing on the concert stage with symphony orchestras and in more intimate settings with small ensembles. Now, Moshe joins us this morning to talk about an evening of music entitled From Budapest to Israel to Toronto. It's part of Jewish Music Week from May 26th to June 2nd. Hi, Moshe.
Good morning.
Long time no see.
How are you?
I'm very well, thanks. How are you?
You'll tell me about your trip to Jerusalem another time.
I definitely will. Now, tell us about your concert.
I'm very much looking forward to this concert, mm-hmm. and it's terrific to be part of this Jewish Music Week.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Actually, the idea came to me quite a few years ago mm-hmm. that my three main cities or three main countries. You know, I was born in Hungary, mm-hmm. then moved, taken to Israel as a baby mm-hmm. by my parents, and then grew up there. And as a late teenager, I moved away from Israel. Then I traveled for a little while, moved in Europe and in the United States, and luckily ended up in Canada. Mm-hmm. I love it. I almost stayed in Europe, but terrific.
This concert must encompass a great deal of different musical forms.
Yes. And I call it my life in music and stories.
Okay.
It actually involves a few stories. And I did this concert a couple of times before, and people said it was quite interesting to listen to me speak
sure.
as well as play. Mm-hmm. So I do play music from, of course, because my dad was born in Hungary, my mom in Romania. So the first piece on the program is Bartok, Romanian Dances.
Nice.
Very nice.
So it's appropriate. Mm. Yeah. And then, of course, some Jewish music, some European music mm-hmm. and some Canadian music. I'm going to be playing a piece by Spellman, Leo mm-hmm. Spellman,
great.
Who moved from Europe to
right.
Toronto, and mm-hmm. he'd written a wonderful piece for violin and piano.
Which leads me to ask you about Shoshana Telner. She's the pianist that's going to be playing with you.
Wonderful. She's a terrific pianist, and it's so good to play with her, and she will add a piece for piano by Moszkowski, another wonderful Jewish-Polish composer. Mm-hmm. And to me, what makes this concert so interesting is that as I get younger,
yes,
life comes into a wonderful, not yet a circle, but getting there. Mm-hmm. Getting there.
Sure.
So when I look back, the influences in my life, as well as musical influences, because mm-hmm. I feel, to me, music of Central Europe is very much in my heart, because that's where both my genes come from, my
right.
mom and dad.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that that music. And then, of course, growing up in Israel with a Hungarian teacher.
Yes, who was?
Ilona Fehér. Mm-hmm. Fehér is in Hungarian is white.
Ah.
So Ilona White.
Okay.
And she was a student of Hubai, who was a famous Hungarian.
Yes.
So I feel as if I'm a grandson of Hubai.
Right. Oh, that's great.
A musical heritage.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Now, also, cantor David Guber is going to be joining you.
Yes, he will sing a wonderful, I'm not exactly sure which tune, but he will join us to sing probably a wonderful Jewish or maybe even a Hebrew tune. I'm not sure.
Oh, mm-hmm.
He's not yet chosen his solo piece.
And he's got an incredible legacy. His father and his grandfather were cantors and very well-known cantors, so I understand.
He told me that he's a very young man.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
He's not even 39, which is quite young.
That's very young.
Because that's my age.
Of course it is.
The rest is experience, of course. And he says that his life is trying to get to where his dad and granddad thought he would get to.
Oh, I see.
And
wow.
he's an exciting young man.
Mm-hmm.
That's
very
great.
Exciting. Do you get back to Israel very much, Moshe?
Less so now that my mom is gone.
Right.
Mm. While my mom was alive, I would be there at least every year.
Mm-hmm.
And now that she's gone, a little bit less so. I love Israel.
Mm-hmm.
I still think it's a truly, truly stressful place.
Yes.
But incredibly exciting.
Very Absolutely fascinating. The history, you know, we go to various places and, and you know, this happened in 1600s, this happened in 17, this happened 650 BC.
Yes.
What? Pardon? It's just so much history there.
It's fantastic. I feel when I land, when the plane lands in Tel Aviv.
Yes.
And I get out of the plane, my blood pressure goes up 10% because of the excitement.
Yes.
Everything moves faster.
It's true. Very true.
I'm interested in this program. I mean, we just talked about going full circle. How does it bring things to you that, how have you evolved as a player from the beginning to where you are now? Do you find, it's a tough question.
Well, if we had more time, I could actually go into it. But yes, music, my music, the way that I've grown up with music, changes a little bit like trees do.
Mm-hmm.
In spring, in April, May, right now, trees have the most wonderfully soft green color. And as the summer goes along, they become much darker. And September, October, they evolve into this explosion of the most touching and warm colors.
Mm-hmm.
Just breathtakingly beautiful. And I feel that, you know, getting sort of August, September.
Late June. Come on, late June.
Late June. You're right. Listen, now, what do they say? 60 is the 40 or
something like that.
Yes. Something.
Yeah.
60 is the new 40.
But I feel absolutely wonderful. And sometimes I surprise myself because I can still run on the tennis court. And when I play, my fingers still move quite fast.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not as fast as that last
that
piece.
Last
but,
yeah.
But
and you still have things to say, don't you?
Quite.
Absolutely.
Quite. And I like it that it feels good that some people still are interested.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Well, that's great.
Well, Moshe, I want to thank you so much for coming in. And I'm sure this is going to be a very more than entertaining concert and week for you.
It's going to be very exciting.
Thanks very much. We've been speaking with Moshe Hammer, violinist, about his performance From Budapest to Israel to Toronto. It's taking place on Tuesday, May 28th at 7:30 at Bet Emmet. And this concert is part of Jewish Music Week in Toronto, and that's taking place from May 26th to June 2nd. For tickets, go to beby.org or call 416-633-3838. Thanks.